This is On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. For the first time, a federal court has ruled workers cannot be fired based on sexual orientation. A court in Chicago recently extended workplace protections in the Civil Rights Act of 1964 to the LGBT community. A similar case in Georgia is now up for appeal. Jamaica Evans claims Georgia Regional Hospital in Savannah fired her for being a lesbian. Here to talk about both of these cases is the lawyer in those cases, Greg Nevins. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Also with us is Andrea Young, director of the ACLU of Georgia. The ACLU has filed a friend of the court brief on Evans' behalf. Thank you as well for being back.
Great. Thank you for handling this important topic.
So, Greg, most of us don't understand the legalities behind this. It is legal at this point for an employer to fire you in Georgia because you're gay or for almost any reason. Isn't that right?
Temporarily, it is until we get. But I mean, the momentum is really moving in our favor. And actually, what's interesting is that a lot of American people really do understand this, because most people think it's already illegal under federal law. And I think what they understand is that if you can't discriminate against someone because of their sex, then how can it be possible that, you know, a man marries a woman and everyone congratulates him, and if a woman marries a woman, she gets fired? I think the average person says, well, that can't possibly be right. It's got to be you're treating a man and a woman differently. And that's what the court in Chicago said. They didn't rewrite the law. They just said, well, that of course is treating people differently because of sex. And that's all. That's what we want the 11th Circuit here in Atlanta to do.
There are complications, though, Andrea. And before we get a little further into those, because this might come up, can you explain what Title VII is?
So the Civil Rights Act of 1964 included a prohibition on discrimination in employment based on race, and gender was added actually sort of as a poison pill, because at that time, discrimination against women in the workplace was
totally
the
okay.
rule rather yeah. than the exception.
We've all seen Mad Men. Yeah.
Right? So so we're looking at an interpretation now of what does that mean. It's been applied, of course, to women. Discrimination against because you're a woman, you can now, you know, go to all different colleges. You know, colleges are open, job classifications are open. We've had suits against the police for discriminating, you know, against women, and having rules that prohibited women, prevented women from being able to take those job classifications. Even now, the military, we have women in combat. So this has been a long journey for, really looking at equal opportunity in employment.
Since you mentioned equal opportunity, let's talk about the Equal Employment mm-hmm. Opportunity Commission. Mm-hmm. But first, I want to say that we did reach out to Georgia Regional Hospital. They said we are unable to comment on any litigation matter, not surprisingly. As I mentioned, a former employee is suing Georgia Regional Hospital in Savannah, claiming that she was fired because she is gay. So let's talk about, Greg, the difference between state law and federal law and where the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission comes in, the EEOC.
Right. Well, and Georgia is an aggressively at-will state. But and what that means is that, you know, you can be fired for any reason, including a bad reason or no reason at all, but except a reason that's illegal. And so, in other words, when federal law says that you cannot fire somebody because of their race, color, religion, national origin, or sex, that does trump state law. In other words, so that state law recognizes that if the federal law says that, then that is what the law is. So the federal law protections, including also disabilities or the Age and Discrimination Employment Act as well. So there are different categories. But if federal law says you cannot do it, then you cannot do it.
So this, I already know because I've been asked this question, it leads to confusion sometimes because, Andrea, it was a federal court in Chicago that decided that you can't be fired based on sexual orientation. Why doesn't that then apply everywhere?
Well, because the circuits govern the law within their geographical determination. Now, the circuits do look to others, and that'll be one of the important factors that will help the petition for rehearing. Because we're saying to the 11th Circuit, why if this is so clear, our argument has been accepted in Chicago. But when there's a conflict among the circuits, then it's the Supreme Court that makes a decision.
And the circuits are often overturned mm-hmm. by mm-hmm. Supreme Court decision. Greg, that takes us to the difficulty of proving this kind of case. And it is very difficult to prove that's why someone has been fired. Is it not? How do you prove because you've done it once and you're trying to do it again, right? How do you prove that somebody was fired because they're gay?
And I should clarify because sometimes this is a, you know, the Seventh Circuit, the court in Chicago did not rule that my client Kim Hively had been discriminated against. She was thrown out of court. The court saying like, we don't care whether you were discriminated against because you're a lesbian. You don't have a case. So we had to fight just to get her right to bring a case in court. In other words, if you were fired because, you know, because you're black, you're Hispanic, you're Jewish or anything, no one questions that if you go into court and you and that's your that is your theory, that's what you say happened. You actually can you have a claim. What the courts had previously said is if you say you're fired because you're lesbian, you have no claim. You can't be here. So we're fighting right now just for the right to be able to litigate that claim in court. So you have won
the right to litigate it in court
in Chicago, in the Seventh Circuit, which covers Illinois, Wisconsin. In Indiana, but as was said previously, I mean, that was the full court. So in other words, the entire Seventh Circuit, the way we're asking the entire 11th Circuit to do it, that the circuits actually don't sit with all the judges in the circuit together very often. The Seventh Circuit is an extremely respected court. It has probably some of the most prominent names, of federal judges in the country that aren't sitting on the Supreme Court. And so the win there is going to have an outsized influence, I think, because it's such a respected court. But I mean, it is technically only binding on the three states: Illinois, Wisconsin, and Indiana.
I'm speaking with lawyer Greg Nevins and ACLU Georgia Director Andrea Young. And give us your thoughts on this. Should it be illegal for an employer to fire someone because they're gay? You know how to reach us. You can call us at 404-500-9457 or tweet us. Now, Andrea, we have the prospect of passing a religious liberty bill in Georgia. And already our president has signed an executive order dealing with religious liberty. One of the religious liberties is exactly what we're talking about. The fact that if you have religious objections to employing someone who is gay, that you should be allowed to let them go. You're making a face, but
I'm making a face because, you know, we've heard this before. There were people who thought God intended the races to be separate, and that's why God put them on different continents. And so this is an old discussion that your religious freedom does not allow you to be free to discriminate against other people in public spaces. You know, if you're offering services to the public, then we have standards in this country around non-discrimination, and religion should never be used as a pretext for discrimination. We resolve that, I believe, with the Civil Rights Act of 1964.
And yet, we didn't really resolve it, right? Because it's only now that even any court has recognized that being gay should be included in the classifications of the Civil Rights Act. So, Greg, what do you think convinced them?
Well, basically, it was asking the question in the right way, because here's what we have: as the words sexual orientation are not in Title VII. So, and that's what courts used to obsess about. They used to say, like, well, if those words aren't in there, then you don't have a claim. What they forgot about was that the word sex still is in the statute. So they never answered that question. Is this discrimination because of sex? Are you treating a man differently than you're treating a woman? And now that they've actually asked that question, they go like, oh yeah, we kind of got that wrong. Because I mean, everyone knows it absolutely would be illegal to fire a woman because let's just say she plays rugby, she's considered masculine. The law is very well established on that front. So why is it okay to discriminate against her because she breaks another stereotype or another? Something else that you would treat a man differently. She dates women, and so once they look at it the same way, instead of obsessing about words that aren't in the statute, obsessing about Congress is not passing these amendments, and they actually ask the question: are we really? Is our law about sex discrimination consistent? Now the light bulb has gone off, and actually it's been impressive how quickly the courts have realized that a whole bunch of bad case law from the past was just wrong because they focused on the wrong question.
I think there's a lot of important the conceptual shift is about this idea of gender conformity. So if you're being required to conform to someone else's notion of gender appropriate behavior, then that's sex discrimination.
And yet some employers still can require a woman to wear heels. I guess that's our next battle.
Well, yes.
ACLU Georgia Director Andrea Young and also lawyer Greg Nevins of Lambda Legal. Greg successfully argued a case in court in Chicago that ruled workers cannot be fired based on sexual orientation. And there is a case here in Georgia as well against Georgia Regional Hospital. Thanks so much to both of you.
Great. Glad to be
Thank
here.
You.
Thanks for having us.
Just ahead, paying for your probation the way you pay for your car, a little at a time. This is On Second Thought.